so dynamic, so magnetic, so effervescent, so full of energy and vitality.
Is it Herman?
No.
Is it Sherman?
No.
Is it Eddie? Is it Freddie?
Oh, no, no, no.
Is it Hart? Is it Shatner? Is it Marx, perhaps?
Oh, you'll never, never guess it. Don't snap your cap.
It's just Miss Judy Garland.
Here's the little gal who's earned a number one priority in your pinup department, both in your barracks wall and in your heart, Judy Garland.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to another episode of Old Time Radio. This is Mindy, and you're listening to The Judy Garland Show. Next in our series is Judy's appearance on Command Performance, aired July 15th, 1944, co-starring Bing Crosby and the Andrew Sisters. I was so excited to see them pop up. This is one of the acts from that era that I actually grew up being familiar with and liking their music and their style, and I just thought they were so cool. So I was surprised that they haven't popped up before. I took it as an opportunity to read a little bit about them. The sisters' names, Laverne, Maxine, and Patty. Patty was the youngest and the lead singer. And later in their lives, she would be kind of the defecting member, and there was a lot of riffs there at the end of their lives and career. They were from Minnesota. They are from Greek and Norwegian parents, so that's a nice combination. And their careers really took off when their father's restaurant closed and they had to support their family, and so they went on the road with their singing act. By the 40s, they were a household name, highly requested and beloved all over the world. They were dubbed the Sweethearts of the Armed Forces Radio Unit. They were part of the founding members, along with Betty Davis and a couple of other people, the Hollywood Canteen, where they would perform for free. And often if they were out, apparently, if they saw a serviceman in the restaurant they were in, they would invite that person over to their table and treat them to dinner. Something I wasn't familiar with. They recorded 47 songs with Bing Crosby. 23 of them made the Billboard charts, and those included classic hits such as Pistol Packin' Mama, Don't Fence Me In, and they did a version of Jingle Bells with him that was very popular. They sold over 75 million records, and that is the last numbers released in the 70s. It's probably more, obviously, since then. They had 113 charted hits, 46 of those reaching the top 10, which is more than Elvis and the Beatles, according to the sources I was reading. They were also in 17 Hollywood films, which is the most in history for a singing group. They were so popular that their song, Bei mir bist du schon, which I've completely hacked. I don't have a German accent whatsoever. Lineage a little bit, but not the accent. That song was so popular that it was smuggled into Germany during Hitler's reign. The Nazis loved it, and they absolutely took it as one of their anthems of, I guess, Nazi Germany's fortitude and strength or whatever. However, they related to that, but that all kind of fizzled out when they found out that Jews wrote that song. So it was very interesting to read about that. So those Nazis just never could quite get it right. Anyway, and of course we have Judy, who they say is 5'2", and I laughed because that had to be in heels. Everything else I've read, she barely hit 5 foot. She was a very, very tiny woman. And then, as I've mentioned before, the TCM Marathon in April that highlighted Judy Garland as their star of the month. I'm still working through all those movies. I think they play pretty much every single one that she was ever in. And I can tell you, Little Nellie Kelly, it has a lot of really good music, but it's not really a typical Judy early career movie. You know, she's the Irish immigrant mother, and then she also plays the daughter later in the story. And it's a good movie as long as it's about Judy and her father and her love interest. But the grandpa, which is actually the main part of the story, he's emotionally abusive, and it's supposed to be kind of funny and exasperating, but I just kept watching that going, no, stop manipulating her. I was so irritated. So if you want to see Judy getting emotionally abused by her grandfather, Little Nellie Kelly is your ticket. Presenting Lily Mars is a vehicle for Judy that absolutely is the most lovely I've seen her in any movie. She is so pretty and feminine. All of the regular elements are there. The acting and the personality and the singing, but just visually, they really nailed her look in that very soft and feminine and beautiful. A very pleasant movie. I'd highly recommend that one. And then Thousands Cheer was an interesting one. It was Gene Kelly and Catherine Grayson and their love story. It's like two different movies. In the middle of the movie, there's basically just clips from all the MGM greats and probably from other movies that didn't get released, and they just spliced them together to make it look like one big show that was presented for the troops, and Judy was a part of that. It's a disjointed movie, but its individual elements are all very worthwhile. Hopefully you're able to have access to these and give those another whirl or see them for the first time. But again, the Andrew sisters, very, very happy to have this pop up. Hope you enjoy that, along with Bing Crosby and Judy Garland. From July 1944, this is Command Performance.
USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over there. Okay there, gang, it's another bright night here in Hollywood, and the stars are out for each one of you in the AEF. Yes, sir, this is the night Hollywood writes your APO and FPO number in Stardust. In answer to your commands to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, music reigns, and in the royal court are those three princesses of rhythm, the Andrews sisters, your little queen, Judy Garland, and the old gravel king himself, Bing Crosby.
Thank you and greetings, gang. Now, before sweeping around right in with the opening tune, let's check the backfield. Laverne Andrews?
Aye, aye, Captain Crosby.
Maxine Andrews?
Okay, Frankie.
A pardonable error, both being much the same height, weight, and age. Patty Andrews?
Call the signals, Cap Crosby.
How about you, gals? Is you ready?
Why, yes and no.
Come, is you is or is you ain't?
Well, don't say we ain't, because we is.
Well, kick off, Major.
Yes, sir.
I got a gal who's always late. Anytime we have a day, 'cause I love her. Yes, I love her.
He's gonna walk up to my gate and see if he can get it straight, 'cause he wants it. He's gonna ask her.
Baby, the way you're acting lately makes me down. You're still my baby, baby. Seems my flame and your heart's done gone out.
A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Baby, baby, found somebody new. Oh, is my baby still my baby true?
Is you or is you ain't
my baby, baby, baby. Boy, the way you're acting lately makes me doubt.
Yeah, who's been cutting me?
You, still my baby, 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 baby. Boy, it seems my flame in your heart done gone out.
Oh, blackout. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find it's gone and made a change. It took my change.
Is you his or is you ain't my baby? Maybe, baby, find somebody new.
Maybe, baby, found somebody.
Is my baby still my baby?
Thank you, Andrew Sisters, and don't cut out because we're going to renew your option in a few minutes. Checking the Postmaster General's office, we find the command performance mail piled higher than the horn on Pope's facade. So we'll verbally bulldoze the pile down a bit. Regards to APO-140 and the gang in Raven's Roost, namely Nobby the Gunner, Hillbilly Elgin, Haghead, and Applecheek Willie. At 637, thanks to Gerald Jep Peterson for a terrific letter. Signed, too, by Silent Yoakum, Gorgeous George, Pappy, Marion Sam, Available Jones, and Big Barn Smell. Big Barn Smell must be a grand boy. Hello, 698, and Jeannie with the light brown hair Euler in Ward 210. Dick Sindella, 464, in the 709 mob. Jim and the Canadian Fortilla out of GPO. And for the 43rd sub-area of the India Command, and a million more of you under the stars and stripes, and all the allied colors, here's a 5'2" package from home, Judy Garland.
Hi there, fellas. You too, Bing.
Well, Judy, we sure have a nice lineup for tonight, hmm?
Yep, there's you, Bing, the Andrew sisters, and myself.
Hey, me and four gals.
Well, we thought it might be a nice change for you.
Let's not talk about changes. Can't you think of a more pleasant topic?
Well, we could talk about Bob Hope.
Let's go back to changes. Tell me, Judy, how come you have old Slouch Pouch on your mind tonight?
I had a date with Bob last week.
Yeah?
The first thing he did was to drive out into a dark place, and then he claimed he had a flat tire.
Did he?
Well, I admit I wasn't very cooperative.
Well, you got to watch out for Hope in an automobile, Judy. That boy warms up before the motor. I have heard, though, from different sources, not authentic, but they do say that Robert is very romantic.
Oh, yes, yes, he's very romantic. Is it true he once wrestled alligators for a living?
Made a happy dollar with that. But Bob did offer to take you to dinner, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Did you go?
No, I'd rather put my money into war bonds.
Smart girl, smart girl. Let's forget the lout with the snout for a minute. How about dating me sometime? I could come over to your house and have a pleasant evening.
Why do I always meet these heavy spenders?
No, really, Judy. We could have some fun just stepping around.
Yeah, I guess we could at that. I've got some swell Sinatra records.
Gig this girl.
Oh, that Sinatra's wonderful.
Believe me, Judy, he will never replace the old-fashioned pipe cleaner.
Oh, well, now, look, Frankie must be great.
Why?
Look at how many managers he's had. In fact, I know a guy who has a piece of Sinatra.
A piece of Sinatra?
Sure.
There's nothing that small. There can't be.
Oh, but enough of that, enough of that. Fellas, you've asked me for a new hit song, Long Ago and Far Away. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Long ago and far away. a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last.
Performance first. In the past, you've heard songs that have made history, melodies that have captured the imaginations of millions. But tonight, Command Performance presents your all-time flop parade, featuring the 10 saddest sacks in Melody Alley, and brought to you by the Tobacco Company, makers of cigarettes. And now, here's Mr. C.B. Nicotine from Ashtray, South Carolina.
Don't buy it.
Your all-time flop parade presents Judy Wayne and Bing Sinatra.
Good evening, music haters.
You dug up any old good stinkeroos, Bing?
Yeah, I think I got one.
Well, shoot the flop to us, Pop.
Here it is, the number 10 flop of the week, and it's bound to go nowhere fast. Yachting, yachting, that is the sport for me. Yachting, yachting, over the deep blue sea. There's one thing more I like, that's riding on a bike and a swimming.
Thank you, Bing. That was awful. And now a message from our sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, does your taste different lately? Switch to our brand and you'll be in sick bay in a week. They're so round, so firm, so fully packed. Of course, we can't tell you what they're packed with.
And now, Judith, what's number 9 on our parade of dismal dozers?
Well, it's a Lulu, Bing. This song is so bad it was only requested twice. Once by the composer's mother, and once on the Phil Baker Show, where people will do anything for $64. Here it is, number 9.
Hammer, ka-slammer, I love you. Roebuck and Sears, I adore you. If you want to buy a bassinet or buy a hog, don't be in a fog. Use a catalog. Hammer, ka-slammer, you're sweet, dear. Hammer, ka-slam, I repeat, dear. Macy's and Gimbel's have plenty of symbols, but I love you.
Oh, thank you, Judith. Thank you. That was really lousy. And now for number 8. We turn to those terrific Andrews sisters. Tell us about it, girls.
Well, it's a song that has endeared itself to millions. And here it is, number 8.
K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K- got my stripes on anymore.
Delightfully repugnant that was. Now, your all-time flop parade has a specialty treat. We have in the studio here a composer who wrote a flop. But a songwriting thief stole this song and he turned it around backwards, made a hit out of it and called it Yes, We Have No Bananas. But here it is in its original form, the number 7 song, Yes, We Have No Bananas, backwards.
Today, bananas, no have we. Bananas, no have we. Yes.
I thank you.
Crosby, Mr. Welcome, are you?
And now for a real moldy oldie, the number 2 song.
Oh, wait just a minute. What happened to numbers 6, 5, 4, and 3?
Oh, I couldn't sing those. They were worse than chloropicrin on a windy day. So here's your number 2 song. Thanks for the memory.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Of nights in Singapore. Hmm?
No, wait. How long has that been a flop?
How long has old slag bag been singing it? I don't know. And now a word from a tobacco buyer.
Well, sir, I've been growing tobacco for now under 35 years. I've seen many a crop come and go, and after smoking one of your cigarettes, I feel sure this crop ought to go. So don't forget, for men who know tobacco best, it's Juicy Fruit, 2-1.
And now, the top tune of the week. This song has been acclaimed by GIs all over the world as the flop tune of this and every week. And here it is, number 1. Get out of here, you bum!
And there you have it, your all-time flop parade presented by the Tobacco Company. Remember, spelled backwards is...
Daddy Crosby said if I wouldn't filibuster, he'd let me sail over a few waves of this command performance mail myself. So happy 4th anniversary, Charles Bowers at 322. Hi, Wellington J. Martin, 717. Second Louis Dwinsky and Hut 31 at 944. Howdy 230 and Baldy, Irish, Junior, Tanglefoot, and Jackson the Clam Jumper. Ditto 508 in the 74th Hospital crowd, including Indian Jack, Redhead, and Jughead. Love to the Navy 9-3 crew, Skipper, Connie, Guns, Gilly, Farmer Sparks, and Pee-wee. At Navy 115, hello, Salty Dick, Fat Man Corona, Old Sea Daddy Duval, Blabbermouth Swank, and Flat Top Crawford. Like a Jeep bumping into a tank, that only makes a small dent in the mail. But we're thinking of all of you everywhere. And fellas, here's Pops Crosby coming up out of the gravel pit with a new beauty. I remember April.
In a gravel pit.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll say goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content you loved me once. In April, your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. Will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and I'll smile.
Theater, combining the songs you love with the stories you can't stand. Assisted by Sergeant Gene Plummer at the piano, Bing Crosby and Judy Garland will take the leading roles. Naturally. It always happens this way. The big stars hog everything. You know, I say give us little people a chance. Give us some bigger roles. Not singing roles necessarily, but once in a while give us little people something we can put our teeth in.
Here's a shaving mug. Put your teeth in here.
Now look, Dr. Crosby. After our musical play, you'll wish you were little people yourself.
What is our little B-flat turkey tonight, Carpenter?
Well, really, it's too silly for words. The action takes place in 1890.
Why 1890?
We wanted to star you at your peak.
Leaving the room.
In this play, you're an no-good racetrack tout, and Judy Garland, you're a, Judy? You're a multimillionaire tobacco heiress.
A tobacco heiress?
Well, not exactly tobacco either. Your Uncle King Size made a fortune in snuff.
Snuff, eh?
Well, more precisely, snooze. Here, I'll give you a pinch.
Thank you. Here, Carpenter, I'll give you a pinch.
Oh, thank you.
Asher!
How about me?
I'll give you a pinch.
Ouch! Harry Lillis Crosby, you stop that.
I must be army. 10 years of courting you, and your answer is still no. But I'm desperate, gal. Only one thing for me to do. Hand me down my bottle of corn. Hand me down my bottle of corn.
You just said that.
Oh, hand me down my bottle of corn. I'm gonna get drunk just as sure as you're born. If you don't change your answer to yes.
Now sit down, H.O. I want you to understand why it is that I can't marry you, my boy.
Don't say that. Now, next Sunday, I'm running a little sleeper in the fifth race at Camptown. This thing can't blow flies in the mud. I'll be a rich man.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? All you can think of is horses, horses, horses. And furthermore, young man, don't ever let me catch you at Camptown again.
But I loves Camptown. You know, when I go there, I'm bound to win. Do-da, do-da.
You went down there with a bottle of gin.
Oh, I did it that day.
Oh, with your hot cave, dear.
Oh, do-da, brother.
Oh. Now, H.L., that's exactly what I mean. You simply must straighten out. This is 1890, and big things are on the horizon for you. Yes, sir. Beyond the blue horizon waits a fortune for you. The phonograph, the radio, and maybe the jukeboxes too.
What's this phonograph, this radio? What's this here jukebox,
Well, the jukebox is going to be a thing where people drop a nickel in and then they hear the music stops. And we were still dancing.
You mean to stand... That boy won't last any longer than Hope.
Bob Hope?
I hope. No kidding. I'm willing to try that jukebox thing if you'll stick by me. Gee, we could work together singing the old folk song.
Oh, I'd love that too, Harry. Wouldn't that be ducky?
Boy, I'll say that'd be keen, super dandy. To catch me out.
Now, you stop using that rough language, Harry.
Sorry, I've lost my head.
But it would be wonderful to work together, making cylinder records.
Yeah, we'd make Stephen Foster songs like this one. The sun shines bright in the old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the youngsters are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. And who knows, Judy, maybe someday people will be crazy enough to buy our phonograph records. Someday there'll come radio and maybe a big show called Command Performance.
Yep, and there we'll be together singing for the AEF. I'm Alabama bound.
There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. And then we'll holler so the world will know. Here we go. We're Alabama. We're Alabama bound.
Time now for an 8 or 16 bar closing.
I bet some of the fellas like to open 8 or 16 bars,
Bing, I'm speaking musically.
Okay, Judith, and fellas, that about does it. Another link in that long chain of Command Performance. A link between all of you around the world and all of us who think the world of you. So,
tonight, wherever you are, may your dreams be pleasant dreams wherever you are.
And the lyrics say, if only one wish of ours comes true, that wish is for good luck and speedy travel along our road to victory. So long, gang.
Good night, fellas.
Mrs. Judy, kids, good night and love from the USA.